Across the United States, African Americans mobilized in memory of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin and in protest over the fact that the man who shot him initially avoided criminal charges.
How can you justify that shooting?
Early on, African Americans using social media kept the story alive rather than the popular press. Michael Stricker is director of social media with the internet marketing web firm Webimax. He spoke to VOA via Skype.
The minute you get a message out there that has engagement, that gets people's imaginations fired, gets their emotions or passions, so it's going to go beyond your network because you may have your 130 Facebook followers, but each one of them has 130 of their own. So, you know, the message can spread like wildfire.
During 1 week, more than 1 million people signed an online petition and numerous messages appeared on social media sites calling for the arrest of George Zimmerman, the neighborhood crime watch volunteer who told police he shot Martin in self-defense. Even on college campuses like here at Howard University in Washington, students use Twitter and Facebook and other social media outlets to communicate and even organize student demonstrations.
It hit close to home with a lot of students because they're not much older than Trayvon Martin was when he got killed. And so they wanted everybody to know about this story and how they felt that it was simply an injustice to a young black man.
Ingrid Sturgis is assistant professor of journalism at Howard University. She says young African Americans often use social media to draw attention to social causes.
I think it's one of the best tools today to help people get out the messages that they want to get out, depending on whether it's racial injustice, whether it's to support a cause.
A Pew Research study says blacks use mobile phones and other devices to gain access to social media sites in larger numbers than Americans overall. David Johnson is a journalism professor at American University in Washington.
These conversations have always happened, but they've been in the barbershop, or they've been in the drugstore, or they've been on the street corner. I think what's happening now is that social media allows us all to see that conversation. It's manifested in a more tangible way, and it increases our awareness.
Sean! Sean!
Social media have been used to publicize other cases involving race, and Ingrid Sturgis sees the trend continuing.
Today you don't have to be part of an organization to get your voice out there and to be heard. So I think that social media is going to increase in the number of ways that people can get their message out and how much attention and whether or not you can make change.
Other analysts predict social media use among African Americans will spike again when George Zimmerman, the man accused of killing Trayvon Martin, goes on trial. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
Please be seated.